Hello, I'm Richard Ojeda, and I'm running for Congress in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District. I had already served as a state senator and had no desire to get back into politics when I moved back to North Carolina. But when I got here and I started watching Donald Trump and Elon Musk attack the Veterans Administration, it was something that really struck a nerve with me. But what was worse is that my opponent, Richard Hudson, supported that. He calls himself the veterans representative. Now, he's never served in the military, but for him to sit silent and then vote on that big, horrible bill that targets 86,000 VA jobs, that's unacceptable. That right there made me decide to get into this fight. So the top three issues that my campaign is built on, first off, strengthening the Veterans Administration and supporting veterans and their families is a big deal for me, but also tackling the affordability crisis by tying wages to the cost of living and then making the first $45,000 that somebody earns in this country, make that tax-free. Because what that does is it allows the working-class citizens to be able to keep their nose above the waterline. Obviously, as a veteran, the VA means a lot to me, and I plan on staying with the VA because I earned that right. But that's the health care for not just me, but all of my brothers and sisters in arms. So I've got to make sure that I do everything in my power to protect that for them. In terms of minimum wage and tying it to the cost of living, if the prices of groceries go up, minimum wage has to go up. And that way, people that are working full-time getting paid minimum wage will still be able to feed their families. The first $45,000, the average person out there that works for a living makes around that kind of money. If we make that tax-free, that is life-changing for these people. And that's why we're going to continue pushing to fight for those issues. Okay, so first off, I actually live in the district. You know, North Carolina, apparently anybody can just run anywhere they want to run. I don't understand that. I think it's important to live in the district. That's number one. But also, that I put boots on the ground and I show up everywhere. We've been to different areas in this district over 180 times in 2025. My team is the only team that is ready to take on Richard Hudson the next day after the primary election. Everybody on my team has worked on presidential races, senatorial races, and congressional races, and they know what they're doing. We've got phone bankers. We're knocking on doors every single weekend. Nobody is putting the work in that we're putting in, and we believe that people are starting to recognize that. My action against threats to democracy, the most important action is winning these elections. We've got to take back power. Right now, we have a crime syndicate running this country, and it's unacceptable. I'm running the only campaign in the primary that is built to defeat Richard Hudson. And make no mistake about it, he's the chair of the NRCC. It's going to require us going nonstop to be able to take this seat from him, but we are absolutely committed to doing just that. We need to fight in every race up and down the ballot. Roy Cooper and Anita Earls are going to bring a lot of people to the polls. But what I'm saying is when you get to the polls, remember us on the down ballots. I want to flip this seat from red to blue. We've got other people that are running in the state house. Judge Ross is running. You know, we need to take care of our courts. We need to protect our courts. We need to strengthen our courts. I encourage people to vote, to stay engaged, and hold every elected official accountable, and that's including me. Okay, my policies reflect the district values because my district is full of veterans and working families, and my platform reflects that reality by focusing on the Veterans Administration and on affordability. It is shaped by decades of living here. I spent the majority of my 24 years in the military in Fayetteville, North Carolina, which is part of my district. I believe in listening to people face-to-face with these people and never forgetting who this job is supposed to serve. And that's the people of North Carolina's 9th Congressional District. And these are the people that haven't been represented very well for the past 12 to 14 years. And that needs to change. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of someone who tells the truth, who shows up and stands up for working people. I've always been a fighter, and I'm not stopping anytime soon.